This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Sister Zeynep Kazemi in this program, For a Better Life.
Assalamu alaikum, wonderful people, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to For a Better Life, where we have been talking about the greatest sins in Islam. And today's topic is cheating and deceit, which come under the characteristics of a Muslim, that which we have been discussing. So, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said that whoever deceives another Muslim or harms him or even dislike him is not one of us. Now let's stop over here, brothers and sisters, and think about it. When we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah, I bear witness there is only one God and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of God, that means we have to follow the Holy Quran and the actions of the Ahlul Bayt, the Holy Prophet. And when he says you are not one of us, that means this is very serious. Cheating and being deceitful to people, deceiving people is strictly forbidden. Like other act, it harms others as well as the deceivers. How cheated you feel and how you complain. If you buy food and then discover that it is bad and the seller has deceived you and has benefited himself at your expenses. Now when we go to the supermarket or to buy clothes, you know, we just go buy everything with whatever money we have. We come back home. We see that the clothes have a bad quality. We see the furniture have a bad quality. We again have to go back for an exchange if there is no exchange. How deceitful we feel, you know, and the person who's being deceiving people for a little bit of money have to think, if you are a follower of a Holy Prophet, do not do that. How cheated you feel and how you complain. If your watch is broken and you take it to a watchmaker to repair, but he deceives you about fixing it, and after a few days it breaks down again with the same fault, he does not realize that there is no blessing in that cheating. Because the moment you cheat people with anything, God puts up something on your shoulders in that way that you have to end up spending double money for something. Maybe you get ill, you have to start going to the doctor. Whatever cheat you have done with that money, basically it goes wasted. You know, indeed you feel that these people are mischievous and troublesome and have misled you by taking your money in an unlawful, that is haram, way, and by deceiving you and causing annoyance to you. Now, how often this happened in a day-to-day life? This 21st century or any century, when we go to anyone, we keep thinking that we will be fooled. We will be fooled by anyone or deceived for anyone. People deceive and they say that this is cleverness. They don't say this is foolishness. This is actually foolishness that you are deceiving people. You have the right to return the bad food to the ones you cheated, and you have the right to return the wash. Of course, surely deceiving is unlawful and an immoral deed. So believers never do it. Among Islamic morals is to advise other both in speech and action. That is, Amr bil Maruf, Nahi al Munkar. If someone is deceiving or cheating, you know, you don't say the person is clever. Go and say the person that it was a foolish act. Try to tell the person politely or in your way that deceiving is a wrong act. Thus, if one of us does something or carries out a task, it is obligatory for him to do it with sincerity and without deceiving people.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand it crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, guess it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
If someone asks for advice, believers should advise him truly. Now about this advice, I would like to come up openly. How truthful are you when you give advices to people, or is your heart full of hatred and jealousy? Because this is a very live example that happened with my friend who was going with husband and wife was fighting. She got very, very emotional, started sharing with all her friends, so-called friends, and unfortunately, the friends who were jealous in their heart, who used to think, oh my God, she has such a beautiful house, such a beautiful car, such a beautiful cell phone, her husband provide anything. Now they got an opportunity to give her wrong advices, and they were advising her to get divorced. And the moment of help came, the same so-called friend backed out. Remember, this is also deceiving. God is watching us. If you are so jealous of people, and because of that, you are deceiving with wrong advice, God first will take blessings from your life and during the time of hereafter, where one day of judgment is equal to 50,000 years, you have to understand everything will be questioned. Even the atom of deceitful advice you have given to people, that will be questioned. So advising someone should be very, even with advisors, you cannot deceive people. So now, we all people, most of the Shia people, you know, all have desire to meet the Imam of the time. Who is the Imam of the time? Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, the Savior. You know, who's going to come along with Jesus Christ, that is Prophet Isa, and they both are Saviors. They're going to bring justice and peace to the world. You know, people are waiting for the Savior. So now when you're waiting for the Savior, I remember this hadith which says a man used to offer salat in the house. So he wanted, his holy dream was to meet the Imam of the time, that is Savior, because Allah has never left any generation without a leader. We all have a leader, and that is Imam Zamana, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, that is the Savior. So he used to offer salat just to meet the Imam. But he isolated himself afterwards. He went to a desert. He started offering salat and prayers and pray so that one day Imam would come and meet him. But Imam did not come to meet him. You know, I'm just paraphrasing this hadith in my own words. One person came to him and said, if you want to meet the Imam, go to the market in the street. Okay, he went to the market over there and he said he saw that Imam was sitting with a very common shopkeeper. Maybe I don't remember that he was a watchmaker or something. And now what happened? He said, "Ya Imam, I have been dying to meet you. I have been praying to meet you." He said, "Watch this guy who I come and meet every single week." He used to come and meet this man once a week. Why? Because he was a very small shopkeeper. He used to do all his selling in a very sincere way. A woman approached this man and said, "I have been going to all the shop requesting the people that I have this thing in my hand. Please buy it for me. I will sell it for you. It is a very precious thing. I will sell it to you, maybe 2 dirham, you know. But other people, they don't want to give me 2 dirham. So maybe just give me 2 dirham for this, you know." The shopkeeper looked at the thing and said, "I don't think so. I'm going to give you 2 or 3 dirham. I will give you 5 dirham because this is what it deserves it. And I will sell it for 7 dirham. That man was honest. You know, he could have deceived the woman by just giving 2 dirham and ended the matter. But no, how sincere he was with the money. He said, "I will give you 5 because this thing deserves 5. This is why Imam says, I love this action of this man. I come and meet this person once a week." So we have to understand, it is not the salat and the fasting. It is the actions that we have been working on. So brothers and sisters, causing harm to other people is harmful for ourselves because we get away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will get back to you with continuation of the topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. So all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.